News. I'm Bill Wise. Iconic St. Louis Blues player Bob Plager has died after a two-vehicle accident on Interstate 64 in St. Louis. The beloved former player, executive, head coach, and longtime franchise ambassador died yesterday afternoon. Plager was an original 1967 member of the St. Louis Blues. Bob Plager was 78. The General Motors plant in eastern Missouri's Wentzville will be idle for 2 weeks due to a computer chip shortage.
This comes amid a global shortage of semiconductor chips, which are key components of vehicles. A GM spokesperson said the closure at the Wentzville plant will begin on March 29th and impact around 3,500 employees. Six other GM facilities are also experiencing similar impacts. Reporting in Wentzville, Jill Enters.
And that plant makes the GMC Canyon and Chevy Colorado. Missouri has rolled out a new statewide transportation guide for Missourians who need to get a ride to get a COVID-19 vaccination.
The new Get a Ride Guide is intended to increase access to free and low-cost transportation to get the coronavirus vaccination. Sarah Hartweer is with the Missouri Advisory Committee on Equitable COVID Vaccine Distribution. She says a significant number of older adults, people with disabilities, and low-income individuals who are at higher risk of getting the virus don't have transportation to get to vaccination sites. Get a Ride is available on the state's COVID-19 hotline and by going to moststopscovid.com. The resources can be customized by location. Alisa Nelson, MissouriNet.
And the University of Missouri is asking all staff and faculty to return to in-person work by May 17th if they haven't done so already. Faculty who are on 9-month appointments without summer work should plan to return to in-person work in August. University officials sent out the announcement in an email yesterday afternoon. Repairs to Missouri River levees damaged by the 2019 flood in northwestern Missouri are nearly completed, but some stubborn problems won't be fixed until after summer. KFEQ's Brent Martin has details from St. Joseph.
Colonel Bill Hannon, commander of the Army Corps of Engineers Kansas City office, says a levee in Holt County and the levee which protects Rushville and Sugar Creek won't be fully restored until likely September. Hannon says the Corps also discovered extensive damage to the navigation channel when the Missouri River levels fell enough this winter to fully inspect it.
The good news for repairs on navigation is going into this season, we have $74 million total that was allocated to us in this last budget to work on all 734 miles. It's not everything we need, but it's going to be a really good start to get all those priority areas fixed.
Hannon says the Corps is working with members of Congress and others in Washington to secure the rest of the money needed. Brent Martin, MissouriNet, St. Joseph.
This is news on MissouriNet.